Hello, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
Today, Anna, it's our second look at the big science project.
Paige and Leo.
Paige and Leo, that's right. They have been put into a pair, a team of two people, to work on a science project for school. Now, Paige was nervous about this, wasn't she? Because she's not very good at science.
She's terrible at science.
That's right. But she was thinking maybe it won't be so bad. She was hoping she could work with her good friend Marissa. And even though the project will be difficult, they're good friends and maybe they'll still have fun. But no! The teacher had other plans.
The teacher assigns?
That's right.
Yeah, assigns Paige and Leo as a group.
Right, so Leo is with this boy Paige, who of course she knows him, but she's not like good friends with him. So she's, a little bit nervous about working with someone she doesn't know. And also, we don't know who Marissa is going to work with. So we're going to find out more about all of this stuff, Paige, Leo, and Marissa, the big science project, right now. Let's check it out.
A science romance.
You're lucky. Leo is really good at science.
I love this time of the school year.
Are you ready to work on the science project, Paige?
Sure, but...Science isn't my best subject.
Don't worry. I already have a lot of ideas.
How does music help animals learn new tricks? We can try it on my pug.
Let's work on the project at your house after school.
Who's your friend, Paige?
Leave Paige and her boyfriend alone.Maybe it's a bad idea for Leo to come to my house.
Word power!
Lucky. Lucky. Justin is so lucky...because he just won $1 million. Justin is so lucky because he just won $1 million. Subject. Subject. I always do well in English because it's my best subject.I always do well in English because it's my best subject. Worry. Worry. Worry, worried, worried. Vanessa worries too much and can't sleep well at night. Vanessa worries too much and can't sleep well at night.Alone. Alone. It's not safe to walk alone on the streets at night. It's not safe to walk alone on the streets at night.
All right, so we're still in class. Marissa has to move her seat over to sit with her new science project partner. That's, of course, Leo.And she whispers to Paige as she leaves, You're lucky. Leo is really good at science.
所以 Marissa 呢现在到底跟谁一组其实还不知道，因为 Leo 是 Paige 的 partner。那不管怎么样呢，因为 Leo 其实是出了名的，他的 science 是非常好，所以 Marissa 觉得 Paige 非常的 lucky 哦。
That's right. If you're lucky, it means good things just happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're the kind of person who finds money when you're walking down the street,
uh-huh.
you know, the day when you're, I didn't study for the math test. It's a typhoon holiday? Woohoo! I'm so lucky because now I can study another day. You didn't plan this. You didn't work on this. It just It just happens, and it always helps you. Well, that's good luck. You can also have bad luck, but when we say someone is lucky, we mean they have good luck.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So she thinks that her friend is lucky because her partner is a very smart boy, and, you know, she'll do very well working with him.
That's right. 所以其实在中文当中也有这个字，就是很幸运的意思。英文当中也是一样，如果要说一个人很幸运，好像没什么努力就得到什么好事的话，在英文当中就用 lucky, L-U-C-K-Y。言下之意就是这个人 have good luck, 好运的意思。那你可以说 she's lucky, he's lucky, you're lucky because you're with Leo.
Mm-hmm, right. Our example sentence...It's about Justin. It says, Justin is so lucky. Why? Because he just won $1 million.
$1 million?
Wow, that's pretty lucky. Do you think you're a lucky person, Anna?
Well, in what way? Money?
In every way. Do you think you have a lucky life?
Yeah, right. I have a lucky life.
I think so. I mean, you have to watch the news and look at all the people who live in countries with war.
Yeah.
They have no food.
Right.
You know, I think most of us are lucky because we live in a safe country and most of us have a house and family and people who love us. So that's pretty good. But $1 million, that's okay too. All right, let's get back to our story. Well, Paige...She has hearts in her eyes.
What does that mean?
I think maybe Leo is kind of a cute boy. He's kind of handsome or something.
Really?
Because she says, I love this time of the school year. Remember yesterday at the very beginning, she said, I hate this time of the school year because we have a science project. Something changed. Something is different. And I think maybe it's handsome, smart Leo. Hi,
okay.
I'm Leo.
而且你知道吗 ,Leo 现在根本就是坐在 Marissa 她的位置上而且现在开口跟 Paige 讲话了。Are you ready to... I think you should say this.
Are you ready to work on the science project, Paige? Alright, so he's of course sitting down with her. This is Marissa's old seat. Marissa has left to go and find her partner. So there he is. Are you ready to work, right? He says...Can we start now? Can we work on the science project? You work on a certain thing. You might work on math homework. I'm working on fixing my bicycle. I'm working on painting my bedroom. Whatever, but you're just saying, this is the job, this is the thing that I'm doing now.
所以其实 work on 是要看你后面加什么东西来决定中文的意思。如果是 work on the science project, 应该就是你准备开始要做这个报告了吗？那或者是 work on something， 你要看那个东西要搭配什么样的中文。它总而言之呢，就是开始做一件事情的意思。
That's right. Paige blushes. She turns all red. She's kind of shy because he's so cute. She says, "Sure, but science isn't my best subject." Okay, so she's telling the truth, right?
Okay.
She's ready to work, but she's kind of saying.Science isn't my best subject. A subject is one of the things you study at school. Most people will study these subjects, Chinese, math, English, science, history. Okay, these are different subjects. So you might say, oh, my best subject is gym. Well, my best subject in school was lunch.
Lunch?
I was really good at lunch.
Lunch is not a subject.
It's not?
Lunch.
Dang. Okay, my second best subject was going home.I always got home. I passed every day. I never went to someone else's home.
但是我们要真的很认真的说，这 subject 一定是要指某个学科或者是科目一个学问的意思。所以如果是吃午餐或者是回家，当然是不算一个 subject 啦。
Yes. For example, I always do well in English because it's my best subject.I always do well in English because it's my best subject. So you score very well in English or whatever is your best subject. Leo says, don't worry. His best subject, of course, is science. So he says, don't worry. I already have a lot of ideas. Wow. So he's already thinking about this. He has ideas. He opens his notebook and shows a list of all the things.
We
can travel to Mars. We can find...Water on the moon, we can make pandas drive a car, all of these amazing, amazing things.
Anyways, 但是最重要的是啊，虽然他已经有很多的 ideas, 他人很好哦，还安慰 Paige 说, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you worry, there's things that make you nervous because it could be a problem in the future and you feel like not very comfortable and I don't know what's going to happen.
Right, 所以当我们很担心或很焦虑的时候，就是worry这个动词。 不过这个字要小心哦，它的过去式跟过去分词是去 y 加 ied， 所以它的三态是 worry, worried, worry.
That's right. And of course, if we're talking about another person in the single, in the simple present, we worries, right? Like Vanessa worries too much because she can't sleep well at night. That's a problem. If you worry too much, it is difficult to sleep.
对啊。
And then you worry more.
想太多了，太担心了，所以晚上就没有办法睡觉。
So he says, don't worry though. Relax. Don't be nervous. He's got all these ideas. So she looks, Paige, that is, she looks at the list and she reads one of the ideas. How does music help animals learn new tricks? Okay, that's kind of some interesting science. Does music help an animal learn to do something, a trick? And then Paige says, we can try it on my pug. Oh, yeah, she has a dog, and a certain kind of dog is called a pug. It's quite a small dog. It's got kind of a, like a flat face, that's kind of black around the mouth and brown on the other parts of the body. Very cute, but this big, kind of looks like a little pig. So maybe that's why it's called a pug. It's not a pig, it's a pug.
Oh.
But it's close.
所以如果你这样讲的话，我觉得那个狗啊，应该叫做哈巴狗咯。哈巴狗，或者是中文也有一个 term 叫做八哥犬，我们就说是它是哈巴狗啦，是不是这样？
That was cute. Do that again. Yeah, she looks like a... lift your nose like that. There you go. That's perfect. She's a pug. Alright, so she has a dog. This is good. They can use the dog to try out this idea. And Leo says, let's work on the project at your house after school. Alright, so let's...
At Paige's house?
Well, that's where the dog is.
Oh.
So they have to go to the house because the dog, the pug, is at Paige's house. So Paige kind of thinks about this. She's imagining, you know, like in a cartoon where there's that cloud, that bubble where you're like, And she imagines studying at home with Leo. There they are working. This, of course, is just in her mind. And then she pictures the twins, that's her brother and sister, making... kissy faces in the background. Oh, they're going to be bothering. Oh, look, you brought your boyfriend home to do homework. And then, of course, she's, again, thinking this. It's not really happening. She's thinking, who's your friend, Paige? Say the twins, say the brother and sister. And then mom yells at the brother and sister, leave Paige and her boyfriend alone. Oh, my gosh. You can imagine Paige going, oh, mom, stop. So embarrassing.
Leave them alone.
Yes, leave them alone. What is it to leave someone alone?
Not to bother
yeah, them. That's another way. Don't bother Paige and her boyfriend. Don't give them trouble. Let them work. You guys go away. And then Paige, you know, she's thinking about her family and, oh, my God, it's going to be terrible. And then she says to Leo, she says, maybe it's a bad idea for Leo to come to my house. Oh, she's thinking this. So maybe it's not a good idea. It's a bad idea to come to my house.
That's right. 所以其实关键这个 alone 呢，就是单独或独自的意思。Leave someone alone, mm-hmm. 就是让他自己一个人，不要去吵他，不要理他的意思。
That's right. Or we can leave two people alone, right, if they're working, right? You know, for example, if you see your friends in a restaurant and it's very romantic, you might not go in and say, hey, how's it going? You might, oh, let's leave them alone. It looks like they're having a nice time.
Right.
Alone, we have an example sentence. It's not safe to walk alone on the streets at night. It's not safe to walk alone on the streets at night.
别走开哦，马上回来。
Okay, well, the science project is on its way. We're going to find out, hopefully later, how Paige and Leo do. We also didn't learn who Marissa is going to work with. And I would like to know, will music help animals learn new tricks? That's kind of interesting in a way.
What do you think? Do you think it helps?
I don't know. I mean, I think, they say even plants can hear music.
Right, right.
If you play Mozart, your plants will grow. If you play, like, heavy metal, the plants will die. Well, I don't know. But I don't know. That's very interesting. Anyways, that's enough for science projects for this week. We will see you guys very soon. And until then, keep on doing your science projects.
And work well with your partner.
That's true, too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Step by step.
Let's work on the project at your house after school. Let's work on the project at your house after school.
Good idea. I can't wait to do it.
Let's work on the project at your house after school.
I'm afraid not. My parents don't allow me to bring friends home.
Let's work on the project at your house after school.
Good idea. I can't wait to do it.
Let's work on the project at your house after school.
I'm afraid not. My parents don't allow me to bring friends home.
The guidance office is on the third floor.
The guidance office is on the third floor.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。开学已经一个礼拜了，同学们知道学校里各个办公室位于哪个楼层吗？我们来看一下今天的句子。The guidance office is on the third floor. 这句话是说辅导室位于三楼。首先，我们看到 guidance 这个字。Guidance 是个名词，本身是指导、辅导的意思。那么辅导室就是 guidance office。而辅导室里的辅导老师，我们称之为 guidance counselor。如果你有任何疑难杂症，都可以来寻求辅导老师的帮助。所以辅导室是同学们一定要知道在哪里的。再来，我们还有看到 third 这个字，这是一个表示顺序的形容词，最基本的第一、第二、第三是一定要学会的。英文按照顺序就是 first、second、third。另外同学们要注意的是，序数前面一定要加上定冠词 the。举例来说， Jillian 老师国中时最喜欢上音乐课了。我最爱的音乐教室在几楼呢？ The music classroom is on the second floor. 另外一个同学们很想知道的地方就是福利社或是贩卖部。我们可以举例说， The student store is on the first floor. 意思就是福利社是位于一楼。最后希望同学们都能赶快熟悉校园环境。 A Plus 小聚会我们下次见， Bye。
The guidance office is on the third floor.
The guidance office is on the third floor.
A science romance.
You're lucky. Leo is really good at science.
I love this time of the school year.
Are you ready to work on the science project, Paige?
Sure, but science isn't my best subject.
Don't worry. I already have a lot of ideas.
How does music help animals learn new tricks? We can try it on my pug.
Let's work on the project at your house after school.
Who's your friend, Paige?
Leave Paige and her boyfriend alone. Maybe it's a bad idea for Leo to come to my house. Lucky. Lucky. Justin is so lucky because he just won $1 million.Justin is so lucky because he just won $1 million. Subject. Subject. I always do well in English because it's my best subject. I always do well in English because it's my best subject. Worry, 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 worried, worried. Vanessa worries too much and can't sleep well at night. Vanessa worries too much and can't sleep well at night. Alone, alone. It's not safe to walk alone on the streets at night. It's not safe to walk alone on the streets at night.